Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ha ha ha! Into the happy hour. 5 o'clock. I'm going to give you those thoughts that I didn't forget, only because Scraby wrote them down for me.
Teamwork.
Michael Flicks will join us 5:30-ish. Talk high school basketball. Kicked off, what, 2 weeks ago now, Chris?
Week and a half? I'd say a couple weeks.
And so we are in the thick of it. Chris has got to ref some pretty talented kids early in the season, some good matchups. So we'll get to that at the bottom of the hour.
Our Chris vs. the Fans winner called in, and when I was getting his information, he said, hey, tell Chris that he refed our game last week, and he did a really good job.
How about that?
So there you go. You're getting review. Good reviews,
good
Chris.
Payment
is on its way.
That's the thing, man. Your name is well known around the city now, so they're gonna know. All eyes are gonna be on you when they recognize you.
I'm aware, but you said it correctly, Tony. When I ref, I slip into the background more than not.
Really?
That's my style. Not to make a big scene out of it.
Yes, I mean that's kind of a good. That's way to good. Go about yeah. it. You don't want to be the news. Yeah. Okay, my thoughts, real quick.
I want the players to get the ink.
We were talking, what were we talking at last segment?
It was the player who did the video of Lane Kiffin on his TikTok.
So I had a couple questions, and I wasn't going to defend Lane. Are we okay if, you know, coaches start making TikTok videos when players bounce out?
I think we're okay with it, assuming most coaches won't know how to do it.
Right. And Scraby came with an actual pretty esteemed point here.
Thank you.
So they should be above the fray.
They have to be above the fray.
Coaches are leading and teaching these young men. They can't be stooping down to the level.
Yes, coaches are doing a great job of teaching young men what's important in the world.
They are. They set the trend on
just
all of this.
Go get as much money and as much power as you can.
And the
That's the lesson out there, people.
The other point was Chris mentioned that he didn't think Kiffin cared, which is why he went and got the money. And it brought me back to something Chris said right after baseball season, that at Mike Schilt's news that he retired, said he cared too much.
That's
which is how you could leave the $4 million behind to go take less to...
Because when you go home, it actually eats at
eats
you.
Eats at you.
When Lane Kiffin goes home, he goes, what's for dinner? Like, Lane, you just pissed off.
I'm hungry.
You just pissed off a whole state.
Yeah, I know. But what, I had built up an appetite.
Yeah, but
after
I'm really
all that.
Hungry. Yeah, that took a lot of energy. Yeah. I think certain people can do it. I've had roommates and people that I grew up with that I almost marveled at that they were just able to kind of carry on through the world as if nothing was happening.
Yeah.
I wanted some of that. Because I
no doubt,
was the kind
no
of carried of a little too much and thought about stuff too much.
There is a
so
there
there's
is
something
a,
to be said for it.
There is a trade-off, though.
Yes,
I think
there
when,
is.
When you have the ability to just not care,
right?
You probably have that ability in all walks.
And you probably leave a lot of people upset with you because you don't really notice it.
For sure.
Lane.
I mean, he was like already kind of joking about the people that wanted to kill him at the Ole Miss airport, and he was talking about how it was so scary that people were booing him and giving him the finger, getting on the plane.
By the way, Scraby,
and then how great it was when he got off the plane.
Scraby got the chance to hear the
Chris. It is brutal.
I told you
it was violent.
I told you.
I had an idea, but I did not know
like, how much security is he going to need when he runs on the field next year?
He's going to need a ton. I would not have been surprised with the type of vitriol that was coming that somebody could have done something a lot worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how angry those people were as he was running to that plane.
People take it pretty personally.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
People also don't like that he just is like, I have no idea what I'm getting paid. I just told my agent to...
I don't think they had heard that
just tell me numbers.
They hadn't heard that part yet.
They hadn't heard that yet, but we've now all heard it. We've all now heard it, and we know.
Oh, wow. So where do we go from here, fellas?
We're going to go to... Joe Musgrove. Sorry, my brain just malfunctioned. We're at that point in the year where all of our brains are starting to malfunction a little bit.
You're going to throw us in there, too?
At least my brain is starting to malfunction a little bit.
Starting to, you say.
You did kind of run into that one.
All right, fine.
We did have Joe on. We didn't have Joe. Ben and Woods had Joe on this morning. And they kind of cornered him. And, Joe is an open book. That's the best part about Joe. He'll join any one of these shows anytime. We caught him on the way to a wedding a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But they did ask him about the ownership stuff. Is it a distraction for him at all?
I don't know. That affects me a whole lot as a player, you know. Obviously, there's desires that you have as a player. You want an owner that's willing to spend money and put a good product on the field and take care of people in the organization and do the things that the best organizations do. But as a player, you have such a small time in the game that regardless of what scenario I'm in, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to win because this is the only chance I have. There's a lot of what ifs and things you can, hope for, but this is the reality of what I have and the time that I'm playing, and I got to make the most of it. And I think a lot of guys in the clubhouse have the same approach when it comes to, who owns the team. Obviously, there's a lot of things that we would love to see happen, but, that's out of our control. And you still have to go out and try to compete with who you got on your team and how the organization's run. So I think that's more how you view it as a player.
That's how you have to view it. Players that are totally concerned and consumed by all of this aren't doing their job in terms of getting themselves ready to play. And that's, you can have a thought about it, I think, as Joe was kind of alluding to, but if your focus is on that, like, every day, like, man, who's going to own the team? Man, I wonder who's going to own the team. Like, baseball's too hard to have your focus on things that you can't control at all.
And one of the things you've taught me and us listening over the last several years is that we as fans or media people think about the game completely different than the thought processes going on in the locker room. And I try to keep that in mind now.
Yeah. I mean,
the players are, they're always worried about something different.
Because we are, not only are we day to day, but we also can go back. Like, we can think about the yesterday's game and how it didn't go the right way. If tomorrow comes as a player and it gets to, 105, 205, you're at the park, and you pull up, and you still are thinking about...
stewing about an
yesterday,
out you made.
Yeah. Your day is done. You will not be able to mentally pull yourself together to do that part of getting yourself ready to play the game.
So you think it's bad that I show up at my softball game on Wednesday and I remember my last at bat 3 weeks ago?
100%.
Yeah, I do.
It's not a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Have your mind thinking of the last negative thing that happened to you.
Yes, I don't remember my last hit. I remember my last pop up.
I thought
whatever.
Last thing you did at softball was get kicked out of the game.
Oh, hello.
That might have been the last.
Hello.
Hey.
You did get kicked out.
That was my last game. I have not been back since.
And you said that basically that you would
taking
not see me again.
Taking a hiatus.
Well, it's good though because now you're doing big time referee stuff now.
I got games.
When's your next game?
Tomorrow. I'll be at I don't like to say where, but it's a good girls tournament.
Ooh.
So if you know about there's a really good girls tournament every year, and it's tomorrow. I got two games up there tomorrow night.
Good for you.
Lovely.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Hey, I can't ask any more questions. Aztecs in action tonight. We talked about it earlier. Was it Utah Valley, right?
Yeah. The
Utah
Wolves. Valley. The Wolverines. The
Wolverines.
It was interesting. We talked about it at the beginning of the show and things that Brian Dutcher and, you know, his staff are trying to figure out. But I like almost everything Dutcher does. There's a reason he's successful. But here's what he did yesterday, Tony. He showed his guys film. Not of this season, not of them playing. He showed film of the 2023 team that went to the Final Four and ultimately the championship game. But he did not show film from the NCAA tournament run of that team. He showed this team film of that team. Am I confusing you yet?
Yes. Yes.
He showed this year's team film of the 2023 team,
okay,
losing early in that season and not playing great. Hmm. And that year, that 2023 team also played Troy and only beat them by 2 or 3 points. They beat UC Irvine that year by a last-second three-pointer.
Right. That's right.
They lost 2 games in the Hawaii tournament. They went and played St. Mary's early that year and got
whipped.
They lost to Arizona,
and they lost to somebody else.
Arkansas. They blew the game. Blew the game. Lamont Butler dropped the ball
or
something.
That's right. That's right.
But he showed them film of those struggles to say, that team struggled.
And that went to a national championship.
It turned out okay.
Yeah.
I like this. This is what Dutcher is, you know, so good at. These are little, you know, games that coaches play,
for
but
sure.
They work.
For sure.
You know, as a player, you say, hey, look, man, I want to be part of something like that. We're capable of doing that. We just got to get our act together.
It's a reminder that even these talented athletes at the collegiate level need those reminders sometimes.
Yeah.
They need an example to look at that was better than, or an example that they aspire to be like,
right,
in some ways, right? So I would not surprise Dutch was able to kind of put something together and get these guys motivated. Hopefully.
And I also got to credit our guy Ziegler because he knew about it. Like, reporters aren't always supposed to know all that stuff.
He's got a pretty good rapport.
He's got a good handle on that team. And it's really is a great job. As somebody who's covered teams before, yeah, I can tell you we are lucky to have Ziegler on
for
that
sure
meet.
All right, let's get to break. We've got no traffic, so you won't get that just yet.
Yep, at the end.
But we do have some more Joe Musgrove. Get some, yes, of that more on the other side.
97.3 The Fan is everywhere. You can stream your favorite sports station on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps.
Hey everybody, it's Graby here for SD Fat Loss. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days with SD Fat Loss, and right now...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, everything's feeling good, man. I mean, the year of not throwing competitively, you know, did a lot of good for my body. I feel like I addressed a lot of little issues that I had that had been lingering. And the arm's feeling good. I'm back throwing, lifting, you know, on a normal off-season progression.
You recognize that voice? Joe Musgrove. May not recognize this one quite as much, but I have to say, Don Orsillo, money with the throat coat. D. I mean, we're at the end of the show, and you got to say it's better than it was at the beginning of the show.
Way better.
Yeah. Right?
Way better.
So, Don Orsillo, if you're out there, thank you very much. Well done. I think the listeners appreciate it, too.
I just want to say,
because I was screeching at the beginning.
Don Orsillo had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, Tony.
I brought
it. Tony brought it in, though. Tony said he was going to bring it in, and he did.
And it was Don's elixir.
I remembered to bring him in.
We're grateful.
Did you set a reminder in your phone?
I did not. You know what happened?
Wow. Did you just happen to bump into it by accident?
I literally walked out of my garage door four different times. It went back in and brought out four different things. And on the third time, I think, I was like, oh, man, I'm supposed to bring...
There
Christo's
you go.
Very good. Throat coats.
I've
we don't,
done
we don't care how
times.
Just how many, Tony. You did it.
You can see me, though, going in and
oh, yeah.
out of the door.
Three oh, yeah. Four times. I've done that a million times. And I'm like, and then you go back inside, you're like, what did I come inside for? I have no
do
idea.
Do you?
Literally done that.
I open the garage door, get in the car, start the car, and then I remember I forgot something. As I'm walking in the house, it always cracks my mind. Really easy to steal my car right now.
100%.
I hope nobody's walking by at this moment.
I pulled my car out.
What I should do is stop the car, take the keys, and do it. But no, I don't do no. that.
I get out the car. I've left the car door wide open.
Yeah. Just come on in.
We've talked about this before, but I do a lot of 7-Eleven shopping, as you guys know. And 7-Eleven people...
How's your gut?
I'm not eating as much 7-Eleven lately.
Okay, just making sure.
But people leave their cars on while they go inside the store. And I've told you guys, I want to get into someone's car one day and then move it a couple parking
spots.
Oh, wait.
I got a great story real quick. I took, I think it was Jord. We went on her recruiting trip out to Rhode Island. And we were kind of seeing the city. And we had a rental car. And the rental car happened to be like one of those... Everyday cars. Everybody was driving this bad boy.
Yep.
So we get out, we're walking on the beach, and we're coming back, and we get into the car, and it took about 10 seconds.
Oh, no.
I was like, yo, this...
Doesn't look right.
I don't think this is the car.
But you got in.
I got... No, door closed, seatbelt on.
Right. Yeah.
The only thing I hadn't done was reach in my pocket to put the car keys in yet.
Yeah.
And as I realized it, and I opened the door, my wife is in the car, too. My Jordan's in the car. We all realize it at the same. We start to open, and my man, whose car it was...
Came out?
Is starting to walk towards
us. Oh,
no. Oh, boy.
And then I think he heard me say, oh, my gosh, this is not our car. And I think he kind of put the brakes on. Because I could only imagine what he was thinking as he saw me
look,
get out the car.
Look at these three out-of-towners.
I've done that before.
Stealing
literally
my car.
In the car.
Yeah, I've done it. I'm like... Man, this car is really clean. Oh, wait, this is not my car.
But that's to your point. People leave their doors open. And this was on the beach, like...
Out like it should have been
it's
locked.
It's not at a house,
it's
right?
not like it's at 7-Eleven where you're running inside real quick. I don't get those people who do that. I'm so concerned someone will
steal. Also are quick to blame others for our mistakes. And on the same line of thinking... If you go into Costco or somewhere for a while, come out and walk up and down the aisle a couple times and realize you're not quite sure where you
park.
You always also think, who stole my car? It can never be your mistake.
It just goes through. That's the first thought that comes to your
mind. And you'll laugh at this one, Tony. When I was at the Aztec practice a couple weeks ago, you know they have that parking structure right next to the...
The
shooting,
yeah,
not Viejas, across the street from Viejas. It's two stories,
yeah.
And the top story and the bottom story are identical.
Yeah,
I parked my car on the top. When I got out, I was talking, didn't pay attention, and I walked into the bottom. I went right to where my car was.
No car.
And I panic. Flipped for at least 10 seconds because it had to be there, but it wasn't. It was on the upper deck, thankfully.
Yeah.
I think we've all done that.
Didn't you leave your keys on the ground or something one time?
No, I left my keys in Portland. And oh, my wife right. had to come pick me up at 1 a.m.
That's right.
So you've lost your passport.
Yeah.
Or you forgot your passport.
Forgot it, yeah.
If you travel as much as we do, come on, you would have little errors like this.
I was a United Platinum member. I traveled so much for like 4 years. I know what traveling is all about.
United
okay?
Platinum member.
One time, and I even screenshotted this, but I came home from Ireland, and there was a big snowstorm in Philadelphia, only one flight left to the West Coast, and I put myself on that standby, and I was the number one because I was such a good member of United.
You're platinum.
So I was drunk at the time, and I walk by all the people in line. I go, "That's me," and just such a jerk because all those people,
what a jerk!
All those people had to stay in Philly for like 3 days. If I didn't get on that plane, I was stuck.
You know, they were dog cussing you underneath their breath.
Well, they're like, "Who's this drunk guy who's at the top of the list?" That's me. I'm right here.
People have been waiting at the airport for 2 days, and you
seriously
just yelling,
seriously.
Oh wow, you're something else.
That was drunk me.
Drunk you.
I'm not drunk anymore.
I don't know that we should go back to Joe Musgrove now after that interruption.
Okay.
I feel bad.
I'm actually going to play some of the Joe Musgrove on the Scravy Show because I want to get into some of the other
things. He needs help getting through his hours. So.
I didn't say that, but it's
that's
true.
That's basically what he said. Basically what he said.
No, I love hearing from Joe.
You should. This hour brought to you by Mission Fed. Did we do that yet?
No.
No.
Let's do that. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. I just realized, you guys think that I'm my neighbor, Ryan. I mention this guy a lot. He lives nearby. I see him all the time walking the dog. Good sports fan. Listens to the show sometimes. But he told me last night, he said in our conversation, he thinks when I'm home, all I do is watch sports. And he just assumes that to do this show, that's what I'm doing 24/7.
You're not doing that?
And I assured him, no. Well, that's why
Liker
I tape the games.
Over there.
Yeah, right. Barely a fan. But I tape the games I want to see, and I watch them in shorter time so that I can involve myself in other things. The same thing goes for when we're on the air. You'd think we're just totally raptured in what we're talking about. You know what I've been doing the last 5 minutes?
I can only imagine.
Let me guess.
I saw
let
you locked it on your computer, yeah. So I'm
locked
you're doing
over here.
Let me guess.
I'm not paying any attention to sports of any kind right now.
Tony, these lists come up quite often during the baseball season because we record some stuff, and so we sit here, and Chris is like, "Did you know the hamburger from Montana was the best hamburger?"
I remember that one.
No.
Okay. Is it hockey uniforms from 1972?
No, it's not silly. It's something I talked about yesterday. My show, the one I told everybody to watch, Pluribus.
Pluribus.
I thought tomorrow night was the last episode, episode 6. So I was excited because of how it's going to all wrap up, and I can't wait. So I was looking into what it, maybe try to find some little sneak peeks here. And I've come to find out, apparently, that it's 9 episodes.
Oh, so you got a few more.
So there's 3 more after
tomorrow.
I thought
tomorrow. 6 was kind of short.
Yeah. So, but Scraby, you're better on this than I am. The 6th episode has a name and a release date, a title name.
Yeah.
The 7th, 8th, and 9th episodes just have release dates, but no title.
They probably don't want to give anything away.
Okay. That makes sense. But yes, apparently, tomorrow night is not the last episode.
Doesn't that make you excited?
Yeah. I want to watch this as long as I can.
Do you think they can drag it out 3 more episodes?
I'm a little worried about that. Yeah. Because they're right at the point now where they're going to spill the big reveal in the episode tomorrow night.
They're gonna give the big reveal.
They
have 3 episodes to work with the big reveal.
Yeah, they're going to have to give the big reveal.
Okay.
Tomorrow in episode 6.
All right.
Scraby needs to watch it. If somebody wants to loan him their Apple account for the night, he'd appreciate it.
I'm going to figure it out.
You're
going to
figure it out.
I will figure it out.
Because you're going to, Scraby, this show was made for you.
That's what people keep telling
me. Apocalyptic, science fiction, you know, just believing and living in a world that is not really possible, but in your mind might be possible because you love that stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure it out.
This show is for you.
I'm going to figure it out for
sure. And for many of you out there, I think you should try it and see if you like it.
I've heard a lot about it.
Yes, it's got a lot of high ratings.
Yes, it does.
I will take a quick one. When we come back, AJ Cassaville.
Nope.
No.
You're Michael Flicks.
Oh, that's right. Michael's coming in. Talk high school. Yes, fired up about that. So fired up, I forgot about it. But it's next on Gwen and Chris.
5:34 on the clock. We're in a happy hour. Last segment of the night. Michael Flicks will join us here shortly. Before, though, we got some business to take care of. That's right. 5:34. 5:35 in 2 seconds. 5:35, today's biggest fan, Lance Suguet. That's what I'm going to go with. It's Lance Suguet of San Diego. Apologize if I'm butchering your name, Lance, but you got 10 minutes to give us a call, 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for a grand prize. Excuse me, 20 tickets for you and your friends. A night in our Odyssey suite at a Padre game later on this year. Of course, all of the fan staff will be there. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Lance Suguet. Now, we don't have traffic as of yet.
We'll do it as soon as it comes in.
Okay. So, without...
You want me to just do it?
No.
There's a little log jam at the 5805 merch.
Hey, everybody out there. Take your time. Log jam on the 5805.
His voice is getting better as we go along.
Yeah, and then like you said, it goes in and out, jumps back.
It goes in and out, for sure. Yeah. All right, a much anticipated segment. We've been kind of teasing this for the last 2 weeks. Your camera there, Chris.
No, I just, My camera wanted to look at you.
Now it's determined.
Now it wants to look at Michael. Stay.
We bring back Michael Flicks. He covered our high school basketball prep segment all last year. A lot of people enjoyed it. So, Michael, welcome back. Year number two, man.
Thank you for having me back. I'm happy to be back, man. I had a lot of fun last year.
It's great. Did you get his mic going? It's not going.
I hear him.
Well, you're sitting right next to him.
say something, Michael.
Hello, I'm here.
I got it. It's in his ear.
Get out of here. All right.
It's your beat up. Did you cut the thing on your headphones when it got stuck in the wig earlier?
Maybe.
There's a log jam at the 805.
All right. High school basketball kicked off about 2 weeks ago. Last year, was it Montgomery?
Montgomery was the team
that won it all. You kind of highlighted them at the beginning of the season. Let's start with kind of the top teams to kind of look out for this year in San Diego.
Francis Parker is looking like the best team in town this year. They've got there's only two guys in town with Division I offers, and Francis Parker has one of them. That's Tavit Lee Johnson. He's a junior. He's, if I'm not mistaken, had a couple of 30-point outings already. The Francis Parker, the whole team, they have a very complete team. Very, very complete team. They're well coached. Coached by Mason Biddle. Yeah, very, very well coached team. He's a great coach. They're looking like the top
team.
Wait
till I get a hold of those guys. They'll go down by 10.
Our resident referee over here.
Mission Bay. I got Mission Bay as either like the second or third team in town. Well, I gotta say third then, because Santa Fe Christian beat them in the holiday classic there at the Thanksgiving classic there at Mission Bay. So yeah, it's right now it's Francis Parker, Santa Fe Christian, Mission Bay, San Marcos, and there's a few others that are like floating in my top five right now, but those four for sure I got at the top.
Compared to last year of the top five, is it as solid as it was last year, or is there some moving pieces as we start the year in terms of some teams that could pop up and be in that top five, top four?
You mean is it the same teams or just
no,
like?
No, I'm just saying it seemed pretty solid last year. The four that you had kind of stayed that way the whole season. Is it the same with this group?
Yeah, for the most part. Okay. For the most part, yes, for the most part. Like I said, those four teams. Cathedrals probably need to be mentioned in the top 5 to 6 teams. So, yeah, it's pretty much those. Everyone knows pretty much those top teams right there. But surprisingly enough, like Montgomery, who won the championship last year.
They lost a lot of guys.
They lost their four leading scorers. And, you know, I thought, and I'm sure a lot of other people thought that they were going to kind of have a really, really rough year. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, I ran into the coach during the offseason. It's like, how's everything going? Coach, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to have a rough one. I mean, he didn't say it in those words, but, you know, that was kind of the energy I got from
him. Right, right.
You know what I mean? And that hasn't been the case. They've been playing some good basketball. They've got a couple wins against a couple top five teams, and they've been doing it with defense. So, yeah, Montgomery's been playing well, to a few people's surprise.
I mentioned this the other day because we were talking about what's happening in the world of college coaching, but mm-hmm. football, et cetera. We have so many good basketball coaches,
mm-hmm.
and you know they're all the people that yell at me when I run up and down the floor.
Uh-huh.
But I want them to understand I respect the hell out of a lot of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Montgomery,
yes,
Ed, right?
Yeah,
he coaches his butt off down there.
He does.
You know, Hopped, mm-hmm. Marty Ellis, mm-hmm. Olympian, you know, Madison. Steven, I think it is Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, these guys, they're dedicated to these kids,
yeah.
and teaching them the right ways to play. And it's fun to watch them do game. Francis Parker's another one.
Mm-hmm.
And on the girls' side, I mentioned some too. But we have do we have good coaches here? And what makes that fraternity good here? You know, it seems pretty deep and people that are really committed.
I think they all they all 100% do it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
They love basketball. They love the kids. And they all are competitive guys themselves. A lot of them played at a high level or coached at a different level. And now they're coaching high school and they're all still competitive and they want to leave their mark. And like, for example, I on my sports show, I just interviewed a coach, Marshawn from Mission Bay. And I asked him about that. I'm like, there's a lot of coaches that are kind of legendary here in town. And do you feel like competitive? Like, do you want to like be mentioned with them or like kind of like surpass them? And he was like, no, I don't want to necessarily feel like I surpassed anybody. He's like, but like you said, those guys are legends. And so when I'm done, I want to have won a few championships and have left my mark like they did.
Coach Marshawn talked a little bit about having to change his style a little
mm-hmm.
bit
mm-hmm.
to fit the new generation.
Yes, he said this year he's not going to yell at the refs. I can't believe I heard that from you, Marshawn, but say not going to yell at us.
That seems to be something that a lot of coaches mm-hmm. have had to make an adjustment in the last,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they've been coaching the last 5-10 years here.
Yeah, because it used to be, you know, kind of what I guess what a lot of us are probably used to, where like, you know, your coach, you do what your coach says and you don't really stay much back and you just kind of, that's what the coach said and that's what I'm going to do. That's not really the case anymore. I mean, it is. I'm not going
to
say the kids
to some extent.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not going to say the kids are not respectful, but it's not that just cut and dry anymore. That you coaches kind of have to kind of capitulate to the kids and to the parents much more than they used to have to back in the day. But a lot of the coaches are, you know, they're happy to make that adjustment. And it seems like from what I see, the ones that make that adjustment, that have made that adjustment the best, have been the most successful.
Yeah. They also coach the game differently, Tony. Not just the relationship with the kids, but there was always a post player back in, you know, 10 mm-hmm. years ago. Maybe mm-hmm. two post players.
If you were lucky,
now,
yeah, for
if
sure.
If you're reffing on the baseline, which, you know, we were either on the baseline or you're out there. When you're the ref on the baseline, you're not really reffing anybody because all five players are out around the perimeter looking
mm-hmm.
to drive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game of basketball. In San Diego High School, they keep up with the game of basketball. That's kind of what we see a lot mm-hmm. more of now.
Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure. But to that point, that's actually why I wanted to mention and shout out San Marcos. They've got their senior, he's about 6'6". Mike Brown, he's a big kid. He kind of looks like a tight end or a DN. He plays around the basket.
He's
skilled enough to play outside too, but he plays around the basket too. He's got good footwork. And the few games that I've seen him playing, the highlights that I've seen of him online, from what I've seen, nobody in San Diego can really handle him down there on the post. So they do have a bit
like
a traditional big man. But he does play outside on the perimeter as well too.
Now you are starting your rounds of getting around to see some mm-hmm. different teams, players. It's been only 2 weeks. Who have you been able to see with your own eyes? Give us a couple players that you've seen with your own eyes that you want to highlight today.
At Mission Bay, I mean, of course, everyone knows how good he is. He's a Point Loma Nazarene commit, senior 6'8", Clay Grebbing from Mission Bay. I said his school already. He's playing well. Like, he's always been a good player for Marshawn. And it's funny, I was thinking about it after I left the game that they played against Vista. I remember him when he was a sophomore, and even last year as a junior, really, like, especially more so as a sophomore, really, like, taking his lumps from Marshawn, getting yelled at a lot, like, kind of looking frustrated. But you could see that he was learning. He was, like, wanted to be one of those players that, like, had the responsibility. And now his senior year, he does. And even more so because Caleb Newton, who he and Caleb were supposed to, you know, kind of lead them to a championship this year. Caleb, you know, left like right at the beginning of the school year. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that, you know, Clay Grebbing has been there really, really leading the team.
I think that's kind of the best part about high school sports, specifically basketball. When you're a young kid that makes a varsity team, mm-hmm. you're going to take your lumps.
Yeah.
You're gonna get yelled at quite mm-hmm. a bit because mm-hmm. there's a learning curve. But to see the kind of maturation kind of mm-hmm. stages go through, I think that's one of the cool parts. We're going to get back to Michael Flicks in a sec, but first let's check some traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I continue with Michael Flicks, our weekly high school basketball roundtable a little bit here. I like to focus on the games. I like to focus on the kids. I like to focus on the players. But it's a different world a little bit outside that now. Is San Diego, CIF San Diego section, do they have any input? What is, if anything, being done or trying to be done about, you know, keeping a lid on players going here, going there, moving, changing school? I know a lot of kids transferred out of San Diego. Mm-hmm. A lot of transferred into San Diego. Is there any desire? I know it's never going to go back to mm-hmm. you just play where you grew up. Mm-hmm. I know that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But what kind of things are being talked about amongst coaches and the people in the county?
To be honest, I'm not really sure. I haven't really asked many coaches what they feel about that. It's kind of like touchy. I don't really.
Yeah, but, it is a
little as far touchy. As like, you know, just around the county, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people are just like, it's a lot of it going on. But I don't really see any way to
it's
stop
changing,
it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? If kids are willing to sit that 30 days or whatever many days it is.
Is that what it is? See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you got to sit 30
days.
The first 30 days the first 30 days of the season, however many games factors into that 30 days, you got to sit. And as long as kids are willing to do that, then they're going to transfer. And I don't think there's much CIF can do about it other than making them sit that 30 days.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's certainly not just happening in college sports. It's kind of happening,
that's right.
happening all over. All right, Dax Hall. I feel like we heard that name last year from you. He's back on the list again this year. What I mean is he's Santa Fe Christian?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that school a basketball school, or is he kind of the guy leading the way on that squad?
Well, I mean they've been a basketball school the last 4 years because of him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's his senior year. He's about 6'3". I mean, he's been one of the leaders of the team for a couple years now. But now it's his senior year. He's about like 6'3". Nice, solid frame. Like that's one of the things about him. Like no matter who he's playing against, they have a really hard time keeping him out of the paint. He can shoot. Like, and when he gets into the paint, he knows how to find passers, and they got a lot of, he knows how to find shooters. And they got a lot of shooters on their team. So, yeah, Dax Hall's been doing a really good job of leading Santa Fe Christian this year. I'm pretty sure he's going to lead them deep into the playoffs for sure.
One thing I do not like as an official is when a player is so talented that he does things I don't expect a player to be able to do.
Right.
So what happens a lot of times, you'll see a player in a position where your mind says, oh, that's going to be a foul. But then the player is so quick mm-hmm. that he doesn't commit a foul, mm-hmm. and you got to be careful. One of those such guys is the guard at Olympian. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name, but
Tristan.
Is he going anywhere? Because he's quick. He's lightning quick.
Yes, he has an offer from Pepperdine.
Okay.
Pepperdine.
And yeah, good looking player there at Olympian.
He's really, really good. And you could tell he's just naturally good. But then like the more you watch him play, you could tell that like he's really, really worked on his game. And
see that from last year to this year in just a couple of games I've seen on the screen. He looked like he worked on his game over the summer.
Was it Steel Canyon? I don't want to grab my phone. It's going to take me too long to find it. But I covered one of their games, and it was close. No, it was Rancho Christian. And it was close all the way down to the end. And it ended up going into overtime. But in the fourth quarter and overtime, and, you know, I filmed the timeouts as well. And, you know, the coach called a play. And he was like, nah, coach, let's run this. And the coach was like, all right. Put the ball in his hands, and he led them. Like, not just that one play, but, like, down the stretch, led them. And it was, like, you could tell, like, something just, like, for him, it was like, all right, it's time to win the game. Nobody out here is better than me. It's time to go win the game, and that's what he did. It was impressive, very impressive.
Yeah, that Olympia team had a nice run last year before falling a little bit short. But, they won their division, didn't they?
Yeah, they won the championship, yeah. Division 4, if I'm not mistaken.
Tonight. There's a game you're covering tonight?
Yeah, I'll be at Canyon Crest Academy. They're taking on La Jolla.
La Jolla High.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. La Jolla's got...
At Canyon Crest or at La Jolla?
At Canyon Crest.
Okay.
La Jolla's got a point guard, Leo Hawkinson. He was one of the leaders of their team last year, and it was his first year playing there. He was their leading scorer, and I believe he led them in assists as well. He's put on some nice muscle. It reminds me of Steph Curry. It was like, oh, like Steph kind of swole out here a little bit. Like Leo put on some weight. You know what I mean? Like he was already like crafty, could get where he wanted on the floor, but just like that added muscle was just like added to his game. And then also, I'm blanking on my man's name.
For La Jolla or Canyon Crest?
For La Jolla.
Yeah, my number 12. That's what I would say. I don't know.
I believe he is number 12, though.
Oh, he was.
I'm blanking on my man's name. I don't want to do him like that.
Well, I will say this. You're going up to Canyon Crest tonight, and that's a very talented street right there. Del Mar Heights.
Oh, yeah.
You get off.
Yes, it is.
There's Torrey Pines on the left. You get down another mile, there's Cathedral on the right. And if you miss both of those, you'll wind up at Canyon Crest.
Is it Jake Hunter?
No, I'm sorry. I had to find it real quick. It was number 11. I'm sorry. He's senior Brody Sessa. Brody Sessa. He's Mr. Do-It-All for La Jolla. He's I think if Leo leads them in scoring,
leads
them in everything else. He's like their Mr. Do-It-All. I love to watch him play. He's a good player.
Those guys are always fun. Michael, we're going to do it again next week.
Absolutely.
And until the season ends, happy to get this first one in the can. We got a few minutes left before we can skedaddle. What you got?
Michael, tell everyone where they can find you
Yes.
on social media.
Yes, Michael Flicks on Instagram. Michael, spelled the normal way, a period, then F-L-I-X. And then on YouTube, it's Flicks Media Network. Thank you for reminding me of that. On my YouTube, like I mentioned before, I interviewed Coach Marshawn Cherry, and we're going to be interviewing as many coaches as I can, players as well, but as many coaches as I can.
I think this is a great thing for people to kind of get to know some of these coaches that Chris is talking about that pour themselves into these kids year in and year out. Mm-hmm. Michael's going to be going around the county really interviewing as many as he can.
Yeah, I mentioned 5. There's way more. There's like 55.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I think that's a big reason why we've seen San Diego basketball really take off in the last 10 years. As you know, these coaches are so valuable to these kids, and we don't necessarily know it all the time, or really give the flowers the way we should. But they're a big reason why we've seen basketball blow up.
Give them flowers on the radio. I can't do it in person because they're yelling at me. What do you know about anything on that? We're a little early. A couple weeks. The Torrey Pines tournament going to be loaded as usual this year.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm not exactly sure.
Who all that's come out yet.
It's always loaded, so I'm sure it's going to be loaded.
That's going to be my thing this year is I'm gonna try to get to some of those games,
okay,
so I can see some of these guys in person.
They're good.
And then we can have a little bit deeper conversation some of these guys. I think.
I remember we interviewed Brian Dutcher a few years ago, and he was leaving the Torrey Pines doing some scouting. So I mean, if Brian Dutcher's going to those games, there's some pretty good players there
for real.
Speaking of Torrey Pines, a little sneak peek, it's not locked in yet, but speaking of coaches, one of the he might be the winningest coach, but one of the winningest coaches here in San Diego, I'm in talks with him and is a staff right now. It might be Tori. I'm in talks right now about having one of them on the show. I'm really excited about that because he's got a wealth of basketball knowledge. So
he does.
I'm looking forward
indeed.
To talking to him.
If it is the coach of Tori, you don't have to say.
No, you don't.
You don't. But I did one of his games about 3 years ago.
We've had him on. Yeah. We've had him on a few times.
Before that, we did a game. He lost by 1 point, a last second shot. I'm walking off the court. He comes up to me. I go, oh, he's going to be mad. He goes, Chris, say hi to Tony. Man, he's thinking of Tony right now. He just lost a heartbreaker.
Remember, Tony's the deer of the show.
Yes, he's the guy.
That's why everybody wants to say that.
That's what they
say. I mean, there's a ton of high school football coverage in San Diego, but there is not much high school basketball coverage.
Not as much, but thanks to Michael, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's good.
I was about to say, there's so many more too, and you guys are giving me so many alley oops here, but I appreciate it. And there's so many other photographers now that are not just putting out content, but they're giving like a little write up about the player and about like what they've been doing or what happened in that game, which I think is amazing because like you said, there's so much coverage for football and we have much more for basketball, but it's growing and it's definitely growing.
It's definitely more sophisticated. I mean, as you mentioned, it's not just the photos. You're getting a little summary of some of these games. I think high school sports in San Diego is in a good spot, especially in those two particular sports.
Next week, I'm gonna have a list of some of the people that are kind of covering basketball around the county for people to follow, and so they can stay as tapped in as they can.
Wow, Perfect. That's very nice of you because I would never bring up my competition ever.
This man is well rounded. He wants to share everything.
That means he's confident in his work.
No doubt, Michael. Absolutely. As always, man. We'll do it again next week.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Scraby Chronicles up next. He's got an hour to come up with something to talk about.
Hey, you can talk about this, Scraby.
What?
What current NFL player said of Lane Kiffin? I think he's a good coach. I guess we'll see how it goes. Those are my thoughts.
Jackson Dart?
Did he go to LSU?
Who is it?
Joe Cool.
Really?
He was asked about the hire, and he wasn't too excited.
I love it. Joe Burrow, man of the people.
Yeah, there you go. Then he went and smoked a cigar, right
now.
Probably.
Yeah, he's playing right now because the fans pay their money. Music to my ears.
Cliche. Have a good night, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.